Hello and welcome to another edition of the End Zone Podcast. My name is Eric Jensen, your host. All right, this is kind of a shorter episode, but you know, I had to get on the mic. I just rage ate a box of Red Vines because, oh my god, I found a new team to disappoint me. Every single fucking team I root for, guys, just has to disappoint me in the greatest ways possible. It very much saddens me. The Salt Lake Stallions of the AAF. Now listen, I'll give the AAF this. It was more entertaining than I thought it would be. I can't necessarily cite stats to you though, because the AAF does not make stats readily available. That's a problem the league needs to fix. I need to be able to find stats for your players so I can talk about it after the game, you know. Well, here we are. The Salt Lake Stallions are a team in my hometown of Salt Lake, and I had to watch them tonight, and boy, it was embarrassing. I mean, Dennis Erickson, their head coach. I didn't know who this guy was before tonight, but at the end of the night, I can tell you he's a terrible head coach. Terrible. Awful at his job, bad at his job. When the commentary guys are openly telling your team, talking about your team and saying these guys aren't well conditioned and they're out of shape, that's a bad sign. When the commentary guys are like, the game is too fast for them, that's a bad sign. When you can't cover anyone, that's a bad sign. Now I realize the Arizona Hotshots, very good team. Very good team. I think they have a good enough shot along with the Orlando Apollos, I think. Orlando was the team that impressed me a little bit more than Arizona this weekend, but I think Arizona has an excellent shot at winning a title. I get it. They're a title contender. But still, you should not be embarrassed in the AAF. And, you know, the Stallions got embarrassed. There's no other way to put it. And our quarterback might be down, and it's just insane to think about. Matt Linehan is awful at his job. Matt Linehan is not even an AAF caliber level starting quarterback. Josh Woodrum, he looked pretty good. I liked Josh Woodrum. I kind of fell in love with the guy. He immediately tore his hamstring, which, again, says something about the coaching, that they can't condition their players well enough to keep them healthy and on the field. But, you know, at least I like Josh Woodrum. I don't know, man. Maybe this whole endeavor with the AAF is pointless. I don't know. Maybe I'm wasting time watching this league. I don't think so. I think it's a good product thus far on the field. I think it's good. I don't like some of the things off the field. I don't like their streaming rights, but they don't have the rights to stream every one of their games. I think that hurts you. I think you need to build your audience. On the media side of things, I don't think they do things super well. The highlights were accessible on Twitter. That was great. But when you don't have control to stream your own games, that's a problem. You need to make sure there's language in those contracts so you can still stream your own games, so it's made accessible to all fans and not just those who have CBS All Access, because not a ton of people have CBS All Access or CBS Network or whatever. It's not a ton of those people, so I don't know. That could be a problem long term, I think, for this league. But the product on the field was not bad. You know, I came in not expecting a ton and was pleasantly surprised. I thought the whole league was very well organized. The one thing I really am disappointed at is that I can't find any stats. That's the number one thing that I'm just a little bit disappointed by, because I really wanted to come in here and talk about Rashad Ross, who had an absolutely amazing game for the Hotshots, tore apart the Stallions defense, who were just not able to cover and just looked like a sub-college defense. And again, I think that has a lot to do with coaching, and towards the end, the guys just didn't look like they didn't want to be there anymore. Again, that's a coaching problem. I am insanely disappointed by the start for the Stallions. Of course, I'm going to still be a fan. Do you stop rooting for your team because they're terrible? No, I just pick terrible teams to root for, you know? I love the Stallions. I like the jerseys. The jerseys are cool. I like Josh Woodrum. I hope that he comes back next week and that we have a guy. I'm planning on tuning into TNT to watch our game next week against the Birmingham Iron, who today just absolutely shut down Memphis's team. Now, I will not lie to you guys. I don't know a ton about the AAF outside of the Salt Lake Stallions, but I'm really into the Stallions, and I think they've done a pretty okay job establishing this roster. I liked the roster going into the season, but man, tonight they just did not look ready to play, and I think it's all coaching, and it really concerns me that this early in the season, there's already concerns with the coaching staff. Again, though, Arizona Hotshots wide receiver Rashad Ross ran all over the place. He made tons of athletic plays. I loved Arizona as a team in general, just looked absolutely amazing. By the way, if anyone knows where you can pick up some Alliance of American Football stats, that would be awesome if you could hit me up on Twitter at Eric18Utah or at EndZonePod, because I would honestly love to see the statistics in real time. If there's a website that maybe highlights that, because I'm looking on their website right now, and I can't. Even if you click schedule and you click on, like, very, it's not easily accessible. The league doesn't have a tab in any of the mobile apps, which I think is a problem. Like I said, the media side, I see a lot of problems for the AAF. They aren't super accessible. I kind of had to go out of my way to figure out where the Stallions game was being broadcast. So I think you're only going to start out with not a ton of fans if your product isn't easily accessible. I think it's great that they had the two games on CBS last night that eclipsed the NBA, which shocked me. That's great to hear for this league, but I don't know. I just worry about the longevity of it because of the fact that you can't find real-time stats after a game. Let's be honest. Like, there are a ton of other AAF podcasts out there that I've found, and everyone should go check those out. I think that the AAF is kind of a really cool thing on social media thus far. It's a really welcoming community. I've kind of jumped in there with open arms. You guys should go follow everything AAF as I look for their Twitter tag here really quick. But they're a great account. You should follow AAF Superfans at AAF Superfans. Follow at everything AAF if you guys want instant AAF updates. You should follow the Alliance at AAF, the official social media account. The social media is good. It's just I need to be able to find real-time stats after your games. And I know that you say, oh, well, we have all these player tracking and the stuff in the uniforms. Well, that's cool, but I need that data readily available for me, you know, like right after the game, so I can see what's happening, what the stats are. Now, to be fair, I haven't downloaded the AAF app. It hasn't been something I've looked into yet, but your website, I mean, your website should have stats, and that's just the way it is. I am a little bit disappointed. I can't find more stats to talk about because I watched a game, obviously. I have a lot to talk about, but I don't really have any stats to back it up, which is a major problem not only for this podcast but for the league if you can't readily access that kind of stuff, you know. I thought Josh Woodrum looked good before he got hurt. I think he's a gunslinger. I really like gunslingers. I love gunslingers. They're my favorite type of quarterbacks. Give me a guy that takes risks and runs in any day over a guy who's going to be safe and take check down passes. I think Josh Woodrum is a guy that hopefully that hamstring gets better, and hopefully he's back in it for next week. I also thought Isaiah Oliver ran extremely well. I just got the AAF app, by the way. Still no stats when you click on the game scores. I don't know, that's really frustrating to me for some reason. But anyways, those are just some of my original first thoughts on the Stallions. I know that this might not be as in-depth as some people had hoped. Again, sorry, I am desperately looking for stats here. We'll try this again probably at some point. Thank you very much for listening and sticking with me. You know, I'm really excited to have a team here in Salt Lake City, Utah. I want to go to some of the games, but I just want to be able to look at the stats, you know. And I think the AAF, again, had a really good opening weekend. I'd like to see them improve kind of on the media back end side of things, if that makes sense. All right, guys, thank you very much for listening. Check us out on Twitter at EndZonePod. Follow me on Twitter at Eric18Utah. And the AAF is underway. Let's do this. Follow us on Twitter at EndZonePod. If you have any suggestions, questions, or you just want to shout out on the pod, send an email to endzonepod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.